Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Gwenifar Roller is with us today from Old Books on Front Street, and she's going to be telling us about something pretty spectacular that's going on at the bookstore called Banned Books Week. Old Books on Front Street is at 249 North Front, and their website is oldbooksonfrontst.com. Gwenifar, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Jamila. We always look forward to getting a chance to talk with you.
Yeah. Let's talk about Banned Books Week. You've done this before and with a lot of great attention brought to the bookstore and to the whole topic. And you're doing it again this year. So give us a sense of what the purpose is behind Banned Books Week.
Okay. Banned Books Week is actually a national event, and it is a combination of efforts by the American Booksellers Association, the American Library Association, and the ACLU to discuss topics of censorship in our society. And we are by far not the only people who are doing Banned Books Week. Usually the university library and the public library and many of the teachers in the schools do programming around it. But we try to do a pretty sizable series of programming because we really try to look at it from various different angles. If I could get people to take one thing away from Banned Books Week, it's that it's not a left issue or a right issue. And censorship comes from unexpected places, and that it is across the board. And we really need to think daily about the decisions we make and how they impact our long-term options, maybe, would be a good way to put it. So, for example, one of the events we have this week is about the banning of the English language Bible, which I think is a different take on it. Not that we don't recognize that talking about Huck Finn is important, but you can only do that so many times, and we're trying to look at it from a slightly different angle.
I was surprised to see that on the schedule, the banned Bible coming up Wednesday, October 3rd at 7 p.m.
The translation of the Bible into a vernacular language was incredibly controversial. People lost their lives over it. And in Wilmington, we are very fortunate to have a biblical scholar. I wonder if Phil is okay being described that way. He's certainly a scholar who has a book that he just released about the KJV, which was the first sanctioned English language Bible. And so he's going to do a program talking about the not appreciated, not loved, and more controversial first several English language Bibles that were circulating, especially around Tudor England, and the process of getting from there to King James and the King James Bible, which I think should be an interesting program and a different and unusual take on it. And don't worry, we will still have very fun things. Not that isn't, but a little more lighthearted than that. Ray Bradbury passed away this year. And our big event that we're ending the week with is called Ray Remembered, and we're doing it in collaboration with the Cameron Art Museum and City Stage. And actually, you're performing in it, Jamila.
Yes. I don't quite know what I'm doing yet, but I know that I will know by next Friday, October 5th, and I will be ready. I was in a production at City Stage of Fahrenheit 451, the play version of Ray Bradbury's book, and it was directed by Gil Johnson, and Gil is putting this program, yes, Ray Remembered, together because he knew Ray Bradbury well.
How incredible.
Yes, and has lots of memorabilia to share and lots of stories to share, and Ray Bradbury is important to me because my brother read him everything he wrote, so did my sister, and then I followed suit, and my brother also corresponded with Ray Bradbury for many years.
I had no idea.
And I'm sure he had a lot of correspondence, but Ray never failed to answer a letter. My brother might write a 3-page, you know, pour his heart out, and Ray didn't have time to answer it, but he'd always send back a little blue postcard with a dark blue border on it, and he'd write in a felt tip marker, "John, thanks for your latest note, Ray," with an exclamation point. And John knew at least it had been received and read and appreciated.
Yeah.
And then when Bradbury had time, he would write a longer letter.
Wow.
A terrific human being as well as a wonderful author and playwright.
And of course, Fahrenheit 451 is one of the landmark books discussing censorship and book banning. And Ray added a coda or an afterwards discussing the various times the book had been edited without his permission.
Oh, my.
Which is fascinating and certainly applicable to the topic at hand. The evening is also going to, as I understand, include some other things, some selections from Dandelion Wine, which is his autobiographical novel, which I believe the astoundingly talented Miss Barbara Wheatman is going to be. Was producing the right word? Performing, I guess.
She's magnificent.
I lose my ability to really speak in Barbara's presence.
Yeah, so. she's like that. So that particular event called Ray Remembered is at the Cameron Art Museum, as Gwenifer said, a collaboration with City Stage and the Cameron and Old Books. It's called Ray Remembered. It's Friday, October 5th. Drinks and snacks at 7 o'clock, event at 7:30. Free admission, though donations are accepted. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Gwenifer Roller about Banned Books Week at Old Books on Front Street and other places in town, apparently. So you've also had an essay contest going on, which just ended. Tell us what that was about.
We were trying to find, as somebody who writes and who spends her day surrounded by words, we were trying to find a way to make Banned Books Week a very interactive and thoughtful experience. And last year, we did an essay contest and had a wonderful response to it. And so we ran it again. The first place is your essay published in a full page of Encore and gift certificates to the bookstore and things like that. And we've selected this year's winner. We can't announce it yet. That'll be announced next Wednesday morning when Encore comes out. The idea is to ask people to discuss the idea of book banning and to, in theory, to defend a book that they disagree with. But we've got some very different and interesting responses to that this year. I think that the essay that got selected is a good representative of that. We had a number of teachers who assigned it as extra credit, and we had one teacher who assigned it as an assignment in class, and that was really marvelous. But before the essay contest winner is announced this Saturday, we have an event called 100,000 Poets for Change, which is actually an international poetry event that Steve Roberts brought to us last year. And it happens to be the day before Banned Books Week starts. We decided to use it as our kickoff event. And it literally is a day where all around the world, hundreds of thousands of poets will be reading poems, writing poems on sidewalks, on walls, on floors, performing performance art pieces associated with poems, be they dance, music, film. And we are participating at 11:30. We're going to have a reading. Please, we would like people to come and read. If you want to sign up in advance to secure a slot, go to our website, send us an email and let us know. Or, you know, if you are trying to decide if you're going to work up your courage and at 10:45 you just walk out the door and do it, that's great. And we're going to be real happy to see you, I promise.
If you do want to register ahead of time and let Gwenifer know that you're coming, just send an email to oldbooksonfrontst@gmail.com. So that's a way to participate in the 100,000 Poets for Change, 11:30 on Saturday morning. Now, you have also on Monday a Banned Books read-in.
Do you remember Rebel Books and Shauna?
Yes.
That was my first introduction to actually experiencing a Banned Books read-in. Rebel Books is a now-defunct bookstore, and Shauna Kenny was a writer who lived here who owned it. And that year, they hosted a really wonderful event, which was a Banned Books read-in for Banned Books Week, where people brought their favorite banned book and got, you know, 2 to 5 minutes to read any selection they want out of it. One, you'd be surprised how many different books are banned. And yes, we will have a display available with books you can pick up and read from. You don't have to have something in advance. Two, you will be amazed. For me, it was amazing how many things across the board. I mean, we had people reading children's books, comic strips. And getting prepared to hear things you disagree with is a really important part of this. It's the idea that it's not just things that you like and agree with and feel offended that somebody would want to ban. It's defending freedom of speech, which is a topic certainly in discussion right now. It always is, but with certain film-related issues that have been circulating in the last couple of weeks, where is personal responsibility and where is freedom of speech? And is that for everything? And that's something we talk about a lot. You know, no, Lady Chatterley's Lover is really not an appropriate book for six-year-olds, but there's no reason that it's not appropriate for adults. And within context, responsibility comes within context, and that is one of the things we do talk about a lot. And that comes up at the Banned Books Read-In, which is a really powerful exercise. I learned a lot from it.
Yeah. And that is Monday night at 7 p.m. at Old Books on Front Street. Again, it's at 249 North Front. And you can go to the website oldbooksonfrontst.com or call 76 Books to find out more about any of these events. And it's a whole week's worth of talking about banned books and the whole idea of censorship. Gwenifer, any last thought?
Think freely, celebrate freedom, read a banned book.
Good woman. All right. Thank you, Gwenifer Roller.
Thank you, Jamila.
She is here today from Old Books on Front Street, right across the street from the radio station. And thank you. This is WHQR.